And we always forget that element which arises and ceases. Only one kind of element by way of the 18 types of elements. The seeing consciousness is just one of the 18. It shows the difference between this kind of reality and other kinds of reality arisen by different conditions. For example, at moment of hearing, it's different because sound is not like visible object at all. So it conditioned that reality which just can hear it. Only one type of element, see. So by way of element, we can say that all realities are elements. We can say lopa element, tosa element, seeing element, anything as elements. But it's not yet developed. So even right now it's hard, it's not just an element. Even it's just the element of visible object, it's not just element of visible object. Because there's thinking of reality which is experienced as something all the time. That's why even the eye door should be developed so that right understanding can really understand the reality of visible object just as right now. They can be thinking, but right understanding can begin to develop the understanding of just a reality. And it conforms with the Tipitaka, which says that when there is awareness, understanding, there is no attachment to form and shape as usual. Because right at that moment, no thinking about shape and form. Then we talk more, little by little. Even right now, we can talk about this world object just for the accumulation of understanding that is an element which can appear by impinge on the eye sense. That's all.
Yeah.
Just that. Yeah. 17 moments.
Yeah. I had to help someone on the list who said that red, the color red, is consciousness. Is cheap. They don't know.
They don't know reality?
No. I don't know.
Do they see?
Do
they hear? Yeah. Just help them to understand the true nature of realities which can be experienced through the sense doors and mind
door. But when my understanding is weak, it's very hard to explain it in the right way.
As much as one can.
Yeah.
But don't you think that the understanding in the others comes from their accumulations? Like you may have a very good way of explaining, which I think you do when I read your emails, but and I know who you're talking about, but do you think it's not, you can't make the other one understand, it has to be some understanding there before?
I don't know. I'd like to help more people, and I'd like to give some summary of our talks now, but I feel each time that I would have to give such a long story what Satipatthana is before they get anything from it. And it's a shorter way of explaining.
Would you like them to develop Satipatthana instantly or immediately?
Not instantly, no.
So help them to have understanding of realities first.
So we have to begin with the six doors.
Realities.
Yeah.
In daily life.
In daily life, yeah.
I think just like we say for ourselves, we have to go back to the beginning. And
yeah,
it's the same
I like
for
to go
else.
Back to the beginning myself.
It's the same for others.
Yeah.
So they have to go back. Everyone has to go back to what is the beginning for them, beginning level.
Talking about realities and...
can they understand the things besides the true nature of realities if there is no understanding of realities? Like Paticca-samuppada or Ariyasaja, it's impossible.
They want to begin with that always. Yeah.
Or even paramis, as you said. It's,
if there's no understanding of realities and one reads about the paramis, it's all about developing it for oneself or trying to be the good person or something like this instead of developing detachment from what is conditioned now.
Or wanting to know about conditions, in my case.
Right, like, so there can be attachment to trying to work out the details and frustration of not getting it quickly enough and understand conditions.
But when we talk about this moment, that's very difficult for other people when they hear that, this moment.
Because they don't know that seeing is a reality, yes, just not at the same moment as hearing.
As hearing, yeah, that is a good way of explaining.
I'd like to ask a bit more about difference between nama and rupa, because I think this is very,
very essential,
important and basic. I understand what you say about elements, but also, is it useful to reflect on the khandhas in this regard? Because you have rupa khanda and then you have four nama khandhas.
In what aspect that you can reflect on khandhas, yes, without understanding the nature of reality?
What aspect can I reflect on? Just at intellectual level, I suppose. I don't know.
So it's just like memorizing,
yes,
the, yes, definition of khanda.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I feel there must be something there at an intellectual level that I don't understand, because even despite the many discussions we've had in the past, the idea of groups, which is the literal translation of khanda, is still something that, I mean, dhatu, I can see how elements...
The whole group or one in the group is khanda.
Each one in the group is
khanda. Is khanda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's the meaning of group? It belongs to that group.
It belongs to that group. So that's why, you know, like I can see that, okay, so hardness is rupa khanda, the same
by
as...
By name or by experience?
I'm talking about by name at this stage.
But there's a characteristic which is hard now.
Yes.
So,
yes,
this is what we are talking about.
Yes.
One of rupa khanda.
Right.
So, it has to be directly experienced when one reads or hears about it.
Right.
Like now, we are talking about hardness.
Yes.
So, there can be awareness right then. And that is a characteristic, which is rupa.
Right.
Right. In order to understand rupa and nama,
yes,
at this very moment, whatever is experienced to the five sense doors must be rupa.
Right.
And by khanda, it means that not just one characteristic or just one thing, so many different kinds of rupa, but they are all rupa. That's the meaning of khanda.
Yes.
Right. So when one talks about knowledge of groups or understanding of groups, it just means understanding of each reality,
right,
and what is the meaning of this particular group of different rupas.
Yeah. And that is Niruti Patisampita, can get the real meaning from the book or from whatever you read.
So if we then turn, having talked about hardness and reflected on that, if we then turn to, say, visible object, which is also rupa khanda, and there's visible object appearing now.
Yeah.
If there was any understanding, real understanding, there would be some common...
The understanding of the meaning of khanda.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's only the definition of khanda.
But to me, there's nothing in common between, say, visible object and hardness. I mean, I can intellectually see.
They are different, but they are khanda, rupa khandas, or rupa khand, or rupa dhamma.
They're both experienced by citta and don't experience anything.
Right.
So.
I mean, I can see that, and I can understand that.
Because awareness is not aware of it.
Mm.
Usually, in the beginning, it is aware of something else like hardness or sound, but not the visible object yet. So we cannot say when it will be aware of visible object. But it depends on conditions. By hearing more, then it can condition moment of understanding this very moment of visible object, not other moment, and by awareness. That's why awareness is the only one thing that can condition right understanding of reality, not just thinking about it.
Why did you just say then that usually awareness is aware of something else first, such
right
as
now.
Hardness
right
or sound.
Right now. True or not?
I would say not true.
Not true?
I mean,
what is the object of awareness right now? Visible object?
Maybe. Or yes.
Yes. Yes. No, I wouldn't say that. Depending on accumulations,
yes.
I would say that for me, visible object compared with sound or hardness, I wouldn't say it's less apparent than hardness or sound.
Then, for most people.
Really?
It's so difficult because they're used to see and think about people and things all the time. It's so hard to just understand that it's only a visible object, no one in it at all.
It's no different from sound or
smell. But you see that as one opens one's eyes, they're seeing, but not always sound.
But what I mean is awareness of visible object is just like awareness of sound. I mean, it's just what is seen or what is heard.
But it depends on conditions.
And accumulation.
Yeah, And when you ask many people, they will say that it's so very difficult to be aware of visible object and understand it as just visible object. For sound, it arises and gone so fast.
Right. Yes.
But for seeing, it keeps on like saying all the time.
Well, then more opportunities for awareness.
It depends, until one is so well developed that as soon as there is awareness, it's the understanding of it as just a reality. So that one will understand the meaning of anatta-ness, no one in it at all, nothing in it. If there is no...
I would say, well, hardness and sound more often.
Okay.
More often.
Yeah. But what I want to say, once you said the, it seems that the world is light all the time, so it's seems this, seeing all the time when our eyes are open, but in fact it cannot be. It's so strange to realize this. It seems so strange to us.
Otherwise we cannot understand the rapidity of the succession of citta.
Yeah, it's so strange. Mm-hmm. We talked about it on the list.
Because there is thinking, but mind door does not appear. The other doorway always covers up.
What do you mean the other doorway is
like
always
seeing
covered?
Eye door.
It feels like you're seeing all the time.
Yes,
yeah.
It does feel like
all the time. It seems as though there is...
Well, that's the whole part of the self-concept and the wrong view.
Yeah. And also the rapidity of citta.
It reminds us.
To know about the rapidity and... Yes.
So when an arahat sees, as opposed to all of us here, is there the difference that there's so much thinking for us after that follows the seeing, whereas the arahat just sees visible object without the dialogue or the story?
No conditions for thinking, or still there are conditions for thinking. Going bintabat.
Pardon?
Going out for bintabat.
Arms round.
Seeing anything.
Food in the morning for arms round.
Seeing anything, the person who gave the
after visible object, there shouldn't be any thinking about
no,
it.
No, I think what happens is we spin so many stories. What's been interesting when I travel, for example, when you travel in your own country and you can read the signs, you drive on the bus and you're reading so many signs. When you go to India or someplace where it's in Hindi or Thai, there's no stories that follow. it's just visible object. Whereas if you read the signs,
you're not thinking at all about the shape and form, which is different from what you can read.
So that is thinking.
Still thinking.
Yeah. Thinking doesn't have to be in words.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't have to be in words.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we can say there's less thinking if you can't read the local language than if you can. Just
so maybe
has
it's
different objects.
Different objects.
See, this is the thing that to me is just so. I mean, I think there's even colour, even that's a mind door process. You know, it follows quite soon after the experience of visible object, but it's still a long way down the track. So I think I just tie myself up in thinking about how sati could be aware, but that's the characteristic of sati, is to be aware just of that one moment. So it's a useless question.
With understanding about the object, it's just a reality, that's all. No matter it's green or red, it's seen. It's that which can be experienced.
You know, seeing is so very common. I mean, that's why it seems light all the time, because the seeing is so common that that's why it covers up other
joys. The question is always about seeing and visible object.
Say that again.
But the question is always about seeing and visible object.
People always ask about.
Yeah.
Because that's what they find difficult. Mm-hmm.
We create more stories because of what we see. That's why we don't know the reality. And the Buddha started with the eye door when he explained.
To be a reminder, not to neglect it.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, didn't he start with the eye door because it's most common of the sense doors?
It has to be directly experienced too.
And I like what you said that each morning the Buddha, after the meal, after the breakfast, said to the monks, "Do not be heedless." Each day he said it.
Is that right?
I heard yesterday about the daily routine of the Buddha in the commentary.
In this very place.
Yeah, before he went into the fragrant room.
Jill, I just wanted to pick up on your remark about awareness of one moment, because, well, it seems to me that if there is awareness, then there's awareness of whatever awareness takes as the object, say it's visible object. In fact, I just wasn't quite clear. I'm interested to follow also the point about colour. I mean, is colour an aspect of thinking, or is...
Because instead of using the word a visible object, one might think of colour. So instead of pinpoint whether it's colour, red or black, just that which is seen. We don't even have to use the word visible object or colour. But we can, in order to help the other to understand what they take, for being red or green, it's just a reality which can be seen. Excuse me, what color is there if you don't know that it's the dry leaves over there? What color is there, see?
Right.
It's seen, but we have to think about it. But when it's only visible object, no need to care What color? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's just seen.
Yeah. Because sometimes you ask how many colors are in this room and then or here, and we don't know. Mm-hmm. We cannot pinpoint.
Yeah. Because yeah. if it's only visible object, it's visible object. But when you count, it's not just visible object.
That's right.
You are thinking about different colors.
Even when you say, what's seen is color, people start to have an idea of seeing a blanket of color or something rather than just what is seen at that moment.
Yeah, I also have a difficult question that you brought up about how small it is. The tiniest part cannot be seen, but there must be more to be seen. It cannot be just the tiniest point of the rupa that is color. Could be invisible. So there must be more. And there are two eyes.
One I can see. Even one.